It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, February 25th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. Topic number 5, of course, is Ukraine. You know by now that Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine early Thursday morning local time. We found out about it overnight Wednesday into Thursday. And so since the situation is so fluid and changing, we will not attempt to be delivering any breaking news here, just some analysis. Some additional notes from Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, who was very gracious to give of his time yesterday in the middle of all this. He does not expect to be Russia to be blocked from SWIFT, that is the International Financial Exchange Clearinghouse, sort of a for lack of a better example, is sort of like a credit card processing system for large international financial transactions. Cutting Russia out of that would cause some serious pain, but it would also make Russia's financial transactions invisible to the Federal Reserve Bank here in the U.S. And so that's not happening. Both American President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson declined to include SWIFT in the package of sanctions that have been announced against the Russian economy. Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis also said that he does not believe Germany will sacrifice its economy for Ukraine. So while they've declined to certify the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, bear in mind Nord Stream 1 is still operating and delivering natural gas to Germany, which gets about a third of its natural gas from Russia. Nord Stream 2 will go into operation someday, maybe not today, maybe not this month, but it will not be shut down as President Biden has promised. Italy, for its part, already waffling on sanctions. This, according to Colonel McGinnis, is the most significant European war since World War II. But he points out that unlike 2014, when Putin and Russia annexed the Crimea, Ukraine's military is larger, more advanced, has more modern capabilities than it did in 2014. So this is not going to be a bloodless affair. He anticipates some Berlin-style airlift to bring help, humanitarian aid into Ukraine, probably via Poland, its next-door neighbor to the north. In other news, the site of the wrecked Chernobyl nuclear plant, that is now in the hands of the Russian military. Chernobyl is located in the north of Ukraine, very close to the Russian border. That was seized by Russian forces early Thursday. Now, it is amusing to see how the major media is using this crisis to cover for some of the shortcomings of the Biden administration. CBS News, for example, reported that inflation, the higher prices that we're paying for groceries and especially for gasoline, is because of the Ukraine crisis. No, it's because of all the additional money that's been pumped into the economy through stimulus checks and President Biden's progressive energy policies, which have cut back on domestic energy production, natural gas and oil, and at the same time made us more dependent on foreign sources of oil and gas, not all of which are friendly, not all of which is coming from countries that are friendly to us. In fact, we import about 17 million barrels of oil from Russia every year. Now, that's only about 7% of our domestic oil imports. But why are we importing any from Russia at all? We've got plenty here in the United States. It's just that it's not as cheap to extract from the ground as the oil from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and other Middle Eastern nations who, again, don't always have our best interests at heart. I think here in the United States, we need to come to grips with this reality. We can either have cheap gasoline, but depend on unfriendly sources for it, or make ourselves energy independent as we were during the Trump administration, but pay a bit more at the pump. Elsewhere. Oh, by the way, this is why Russia is a bit testy on this. And I want to say this. We can appreciate Vladimir Putin's genius without approving of what he's doing. He is a masterful player of geopolitical chess. But this is why he has done what he's done. The nations in blue behind me are the NATO nations. The lighter blue are the ones admitted early on in NATO's existence, 1949, 1952, 1955. The ones in darker blue here, Eastern Europe, those are the ones who were admitted more recently, 2009, 2017, and 2020. And as you can see, some of them are right on Russia's borders, which is why Russia has been so insistent that Ukraine not be admitted to NATO. And right up until the last minute, both the United States and NATO leadership saying that dismissing the possibility of admitting Russia, that's a non-starter. We won't even discuss it. Now, again, I'm not saying I like what Vladimir Putin is doing. We prayed that this would happen without any bloodshed, and it's already too late for that. But just put the shoe on the other foot. If China were to start basing missiles in Mexico, Yeah, we would have a different opinion. President Biden addressed the nation about the crisis on Thursday afternoon, calling Vladimir Putin the aggressor. He authorized new sanctions again, not including cutting Russia out of the SWIFT financial processing system. He moved troops already in Europe to the Baltic states, which again border on Russia's western border, said that NATO would meet on Friday to discuss new steps, but reasserted that American troops will not confront Russian troops in Ukraine. And again, this is what Vladimir Putin was waiting to find out. If we won't defend Ukraine now, there's no way we will admit Ukraine into NATO, where we would be obligated both morally and legally to defend Ukraine against this type of aggression. He also said that his administration was taking active steps to protect average Americans from rising oil and gasoline prices, everything except opening up drilling on federal lands and approving the Keystone XL pipeline. And that leads to topic number four, which is the economy. Some bad signs here. This is coming from a kind of an unexpected source. Rent-A-Center, which caters to Americans who cannot afford to purchase items outright, like televisions, furniture, and so forth, caters to people who are basically toward the bottom end of the socioeconomic ladder. And unfortunately for the U.S., it's this lowest rung on the ladder that is getting hammered by what's been happening with the economy lately. Rent-A-Center reported earnings that completely missed targets expected by analysts, and that is a bad sign for the most vulnerable sectors of the American populace. What's going on here is that after a year sustained by endless stimulus checks from the federal government, American consumers are hitting a brick wall, and the poorest, of course, are the ones hit first and hardest. Now, recent retail sales have been trending up much higher than they were during the COVID outbreak, which economists took as a sign that the American economy is much more durable and robust than was feared. But when you look at the trend line comparison here on this chart showing retail sales versus disposable personal income, the red line showing income and the green showing sales, you can see they're trending in opposite directions. How is that possible? Why is that happening? Because Americans aren't as dumb as our leaders sometimes think. And we recognize that inflation has hit a 40-year high. So we're buying stuff that we're going to need in the future now before the prices go up. But this is not a good sign for the future of the American economy. Topic number three, the People's Convoy rolling eastward across America. And they will be met by the National Guard, as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved the use of hundreds of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. to meet the Freedom Convoy. This is another protest against federal government COVID mandates. These troops will be unarmed, according to Secretary Austin, beginning at 1 o'clock on Sunday, or Saturday, rather. 50 large tactical vehicles will be deployed at traffic posts in Washington, D.C. on a 24-hour basis. This deployment will continue through March 6th. This convoy is scheduled to hit Washington, D.C. and snarl things up inside the Capitol, coinciding with the State of the Union address from President Biden. Bob Bolas, the organizer of the truck convoy protest, said earlier this week that the group plans to shut down the Capitol Beltway, but said demonstrators would plan to keep one lane open for emergency vehicles. Topic number two today, California crazy. Several items to touch on here. First, according to the attorneys representing David Daleiden, a pro-life activist, the state of California is withholding exculpatory evidence that would help him make his defense in his upcoming trial. This is according to papers filed last week, Friday. Daleiden posed as a fetal tissue procurer and secretly recorded employees at Planned Parenthood back in 2013 and 2014 discussing the alleged sale of fetal body parts. The testimony is that of the former Orange County District Attorney who used Daleiden's work to shut down a couple of businesses in Orange County that paid $7.8 million in fines and then closed their businesses. And Daleiden's attorneys are arguing that since the Orange County District Attorney based his work on Daleiden's findings, that means Daleiden's work is actually legal, but because the state's attorney is preventing his attorneys from using that evidence in his defense, again, withholding what they believe is exculpatory evidence from his case. Next, a group of parents in Los Alamitos are upset with the Los Alamitos Unified School District after learning that their fifth grade girls told them some of the biologically male counselors at a science camp in San Bernardino who use the pronouns they and them were allowed to sleep in their cabins with the young girls. According to the assistant director of the camp, per California law, we place staff in cabins they identify with. Parents say they're not accusing anyone of a crime, but they are angry the school district didn't let them know about the camp policy. Frankly, if it had been my fifth grade daughter who showed up at a science camp for the weekend and then found that male counselors were sleeping in the cabins, yeah, I would be accusing the school district or somebody of a crime. But that's not the worst. Fox News reports that a 26-year-old transgender woman got off with a slap on the wrist last month after sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl back in 2014. This gentleman goes by the name of Hannah Tubbs now. At the time, he was called James Tubbs, was 2 weeks away from turning 18 years old when he attacked a 10-year-old girl in the women's bathroom at a Denny's restaurant. Tubbs was arrested for a separate crime in 2019, only then connected to the sexual assault. Since then, Tubbs has identified as a female. While in jail, Tubbs told his father by phone that he'll plea out in the hope of getting a reduced sentence, won't have to register as a sex offender. Turned out Tubbs was, in fact, correct. The district attorney in Los Angeles refused to transfer the case to an adult court, so he may serve only as little as 6 months, will not have to register as a sex offender. Not surprisingly, the district attorney in Los Angeles, George Gascon, his election campaign was financed by George Soros. And cases like this are why members of the association that represents Los Angeles County prosecutors has voted overwhelmingly in support of an effort to recall Gascon. The organization announced this on Tuesday this week. 83% of their members took part in the vote. 98% of them voted to recall their boss, D.A. George Gascon. Coming up, scientists outsmarted by birds. That's ahead on the Friday Five.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. SkyWatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, don't underestimate the birds. Hitchcock was onto something. Scientists in Australia thought they developed an innovative new way to track birds, migrating magpies. And this research published in Australian Field Ornithology describes the experiment, which didn't go as they planned. A small group of Australian magpies who were fitted with harness-like tracking devices decided to opt out. Scientists noted very quickly the birds started helping each other remove the tracking devices. The purpose of the experiment was to learn more about the social dynamics of the birds, how they moved and so far, how far they traveled each day, how their social behaviors were influenced by things like sex, age, and rank. But instead, they found out how quickly the magpies could figure out how to get out of these annoying devices. Still valuable information, just not the information that the scientists were hoping to get. Well, Skywatch TV is announcing our next virtual conference. This is coming up very quickly, March 13th of 2022. You're just getting early warning on this. The website is still being set up, but you can find out some basic information at defenderconference.com. Speakers include, of course, Tom Horn, the staff of Skywatch TV. Some new speakers this time, Mondo de la Vega from the team at Morningside, co-host of The Jim Baker Show. Tyler Gilreath is back with us. Dr. Ken Johnson, Dr. Michael Lake, L.A. Marzulli, Dr. Doug Petrovich, Ryan Peterson will also be contributing, and we're looking forward to seeing that. Doug Woodward, Joel Richardson, and many others. Again, we're still updating the website. Should be ready to start accepting early orders on Monday. This will be a virtual conference, launches May 13th. All video content will be available for 90 days from the launch date. Again, you can find out more online, and we will very soon have it ready to accept your registration at defenderconference.com. There will be an early bird discount, a $10 early bird discount that runs through April 15th. So we're rushing to get the website up and launched. Again, find out more online, defenderconference.com. Skywatch TV's new magazine is now an e-magazine. We've got all of our archives available at the website here. You can find it both at skywatchtv.com in the right-hand column, or just point the phone on your smartphone or tablet at the QR code on your screen, and it will take you right to it. It's all hot-linked internally, so you can move inside very easily. Find an article you want to link, just tap it. It'll take you right to it. It's pretty cool, and it's our response to the growing supply chain difficulty. Paper, the cost and availability thereof, not caused by the Ukraine crisis. Again, the Skywatch TV e-magazine, absolutely free, online now at skywatchtv.com or by using the QR code on your screen. Our thank you for your gift during the month of February is the very important book. If you're a pet owner, you do want to get your hands on this. Dead Pets Don't Lie. If you've got a dog or a cat, find out what's in your pet's food and you name the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your gift of any amount during the month of February, we'll send this to you along with the accompanying DVD. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, where all of our documentaries are kept. Cutting-edge films like the expose of the UFO disclosure movement, The Great Delusion, featuring Tom Horn, Timothy Alberino, L.A. Marzulli, the late Chuck Missler, and many others. You can access it right now in full HD for just $2.95. That and all of our documentary films compiled over the last 7 years, available right there, skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Israel has dropped the vaccine mandate for tourists coming in from outside the country, so we are looking forward to going back to the Holy Land, and we hope you'll join us. We will be there, God willing, next March, March 19th through 30th of 2023, with an optional 3-day extension to Jordan. This is a tour like no other in the Holy Land because Aaron Lipkin, our good friend and the CEO of Lipkin Tours, helps us coordinate with a lot of archaeological sites and in places other tours don't go, like Samaria, where 80% of the Bible's history took place. So Joshua's Altar, Bethel, Shiloh, and then, of course, places like Gilgal, Rephaim. You don't want to miss that. And the new Serpent Mound of Bashan, or newly recognized Serpent Mound of Bashan. Find out more online and reserve your place, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or use the QR code on your screen. And this QR code down here, this one will take you to skywatchinturkey.com as we prepare to travel to Turkey for the first time this fall. Sharon and I, alongside Doug Hershey, the author of the wonderful coffee table book, Israel Rising, documenting the miraculous changes, the fulfillment of prophecy in the Holy Land over the last 70 plus years. Doug will be accompanying us on this tour as we go to the churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, Abraham's hometown of Haran, the underground city of Derin Kuyu, Imagine an underground city that could hold more than 20,000 people. You could fit pretty much our entire county inside this this ancient city, which features a church that dates back to the 2nd century AD. That and more, you can find out more about our tour. The dates are October 18th through November 3rd of 2022. And you can find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, or use the QR code to take you right there. Skywatch TV discussing prophecy this week with Jimmy Evans, author of the book Tipping Point, Human Hybrids, Super Soldiers. It's not science fiction. It's the fulfillment of prophecy, and it's closer than you think. Don't miss this week's explosive broadcast, skywatchtv.com/channels, or download the Skywatch TV app, Roku or Apple TV, or bring it right to your smartphone or tablet with our mobile app. You get all of our video content that way, not just the weekly broadcast show, but all of our programs, including Unraveling Revelation, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Simply His, Return to Eden, and these daily updates, of course. That important news and calendar of upcoming events. All of that right in the palm of your hand, absolutely free, available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. And we have links to those app stores for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.